Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Hello and welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today we're going to be talking about the end of the year. I think this is a really helpful practice to do, and this is the week to do it. We're coming up at the very end of the year. We are looking forward to a much, much better 2021. And, you know, there's no rush to do it. If you don't get to it in the last week of the year, you could always do it in the first month or even two. Make sure you get organized and focused for a successful rest of the year. I know I've done mine in February and March, different years depending on what was going on with me. But within that first quarter, really always like to get really organized and focused on what my goals are for the upcoming year. And as years have gone past and I've gotten more disciplined, I like to do it 100% before the end of the year. So the first and the second and everything is just moving forward much better. So if you can listen to this podcast with a notebook, I think it would be a really good idea. If not, I'm sure you can remember some of these seeds if you're out and about and moving. But I'm going to do a relatively comprehensive kind of preparing for the end of the year, as well as some of the goals for the end of the year. It's going to be a little bit of a stream of consciousness. I have some notes here, but it's not 100% organized in a step-by-step fashion. So you can take whatever is going to be helpful to you and apply it however you think best going forward. But there's a few things here that I think are important to note. And that is first going back before we go forward. Just even if in an effort of self-awareness to practice knowing what has occurred. You know, this year, especially this year, not to focus on it for hours, but to just really take a look and understand what we've learned in 2020. You know, the pandemic has changed all of our lives significantly. For most of us, not positively, but a lot of us have actually taken some really important silver linings from this year as well. And I think it's important to acknowledge, you know, really big events, you know, births, deaths, changes, big life changes in work, in our health, in our lives, and getting a sense of what that is so that as we set up our intentions and our goals and our big dreams for 2021, we are doing so with a lot of self-awareness. What has occurred recently over the last year, as well as what's most important for us to focus on as we go into the new year. So really important to acknowledge some of those big things, big occurrences, big changes. And then I think there's also important to acknowledge what has supported us over this last year. You know, were there books, podcasts, were there certain quotes, were there certain practices that you did in your life that were really helpful? And looking to grow and expand those in 2021, understanding what was supportive to you as well as what was a challenge is really helpful. Like I know there's certain writers, you know, I've done podcasts on them. You know, Eckhart Tolle has been so helpful to me in 2020 to be living in the present moment, you know, that power of now. And just those are lessons that you can always deepen. So I found his work tremendously helpful. And then the work of someone like Christian D. Larson that is just so uplifting and so inspirational that I find every time I listen to it, I'm being lifted up and motivated. motivated and inspired to keep going, to live in that present moment, you know, heart first, and, you know, with a lot of faith and trust in the future, because it's really important to have that. So those are just some examples for me that are really important. Another one is habits, right? So I've been talking about micro habits on this podcast for several years, and I've just found them to be tremendously helpful. You know, if you have 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to do something, it's better than zero. So don't let the lack of a half hour, an hour, or 2 or 3 hours in your life stop you from doing what you want to do most. So how can you be aware of what went well for you with your micro habits as it relates to a gratitude practice, meditation practice, yoga, working out, walking, exercising, journaling, whatever it has been supportive to you and helpful throughout the year? What can you do to deepen that practice going forward in 2021? It's really important to take stock of what was changed, what was challenging, and what was good in 2020, and then be thinking about how do I set myself up in 2021 to do even better. Constant and never-ending improvement, I think, is a really great way to think about it. And then certainly the most inspired, most uplifting, most beautiful experiences you had throughout the year. I mean, I've had them with family and friends, for sure, just these heartfelt, deep conversations, because we've all been dealing with such difficulty. My coaching clients, you know, everybody I've worked with, I felt like we really developed deep, intimate, close connection. That because through challenges, we're really being faced with situations that force us into growth. Sometimes it's not so much, you know, oh, I'm so inspired to do it. We get forced into it because things are difficult, right? So, all right. Now we're going to move into some of these other things. I have some questions to ask ourselves as we're making our plans for 2021. And I think, you know, this is one that I've been asking myself and working on this year, is my communication and my relationships. So with my digital marketing company, Harmonia Media, and my coaching business, with my family, with my friends, how can I communicate better? You know, it's always an area of development for me. I love it, and I've practiced it for decades, and it's something I pride myself on having put a lot of work into and evolved over time, but I'm still working on it. I mean, this podcast is part of it, right? I'm an author. I write books, so that's another form of communication, working with my coaching clients, working with my teams, my close, intimate family and friend relationships. You know, how can I be more empathetic, more connecting, more kind and compassionate in all areas of my life? So I'm always asking myself these questions, and that leads to ideas on how to implement things more significantly in my life. And if we become better communicators, right, and if you break down the word communication, it's coming to oneness, which is a really beautiful understanding of the word commune, you know, community, right? It's so important to understand how we can communicate better, even in silence, right? There's a way to communicate emotionally while we're being silent with someone, just kind of sharing that vibration of compassion, of thoughtfulness, thanksgiving, you know, thankfulness. There's a lot of ways to communicate. It's not just verbally or written form. And body language is a way that we communicate, you know. So communication's always on my list of areas to develop. So look at all the different areas of your life and think about ways that you could make that better. Another one is, you know, as we're looking in the year ahead, what were our priorities in the previous year, and how did we manage our time, and how do we set our goals and intentions and dreams for what we want most? And how did we do, like, what is that relationship so that we can learn from it as we go forward? As we go forward into 2021, if we don't learn what happened for ourselves related to goals and priorities and time management, how can we do it better? I know for me, I want to be getting up a little earlier. You know, I want to get closer to that. You know, I get up right around 6 or 6:15 every day, but I want to get closer to that 5:15 range so I can add another hour of my life before, just more time for self-reflection, for meditation, for writing, for exercise, you know, to set myself up so that my day is being managed even better. Because I know some of the most productive people in the world start their days at 4 or 5 a.m., not at 6 or 7. So I really want to work. That's one of my goals in 2021, is to get up even earlier, go to bed earlier, and really tap into that, the power of the beginning of the day, which I already do, but I want to do it even more efficiently going forward. So how about your self-development time? You know, this it's kind of a segue based on, you know, getting up earlier for me. Because I'm a really good practicer at night, really good practicer when I first wake up, and I usually take one or two 5, 10, 15, 20-minute slots throughout the day to dedicate to some self-development time as well, getting really focused on what's going to be helpful to me to move myself with grace and alignment and clarity throughout the day. So how is your self-development time, your self-awareness time, your quote-unquote me time, you know? How is that set up? Do you have it scheduled? And if you did have it scheduled over the last year, how did you do? Were you practicing at least 10, 15, 20 minutes a day on your inner work, if you will, on practicing self-awareness and emotional intelligence? I think it's really important to understand where we're